This is our lucky 13th session for Creative Industries, and it is short. Hi, I'm Tara Brabazon. I'm short too. But our focus today is to really get you thinking about the primary document that is the basis of your assignment. So I'm just going to raise a few issues and talk to you about things to consider. But I also want to stress that this is your assignment and we respect your journey and your interpretation of that question and that document. So let me raise some issues. Please agree with me. Please disagree with me. Let's just have a think about some stuff. So if you like, this is the part of the course where you have the opportunity to apply what you've learnt, to tell me what you think. Now, a creative industries task force met in Western Australia for 6 months in 2004 to assess how to develop creative industries in Western Australia. Its goal was to not only evaluate global models for creative industries, but to assess which of these models would be applicable to Western Australia. This task force also built on earlier task forces. As we've discussed throughout this course, in September 2002, for example, there was a contemporary music ministerial task force. Now, this contemporary music ministerial task force was not based around creative industries models at all. Instead, it utilised older cultural policy frameworks that focused on rock bands and live venues rather than the diversity of music and the new convergent digital distribution of music. In August 2003, a better report was produced by Professor Ted Snell for the Premier's Fashion Industry Task Force. But remember, he focused on designer fashion rather than the larger garment industry. But his innovation was to recognise that other cities in the United Kingdom, in New Zealand, and indeed Australia, are offering some information and some examples to creative industries in Perth. But the challenges confronted by Western Australian and Perth's creative industries are profound, and they're mentioned in the 2004 report. What are they? Well, for example, there's a small demand in a local market. There's a small population in a large state. There are gaps in some key skill areas, particularly in business, law, and marketing. There's a lack of entrepreneurial culture. There's a low collaboration with other cities and physical remoteness. There's a lack of studios and other premises. And there's a real problem in the link between education and manufacturing. What's clear is that the West Australian government has not managed the horizontal integration of industries, even though the Creative Industries Task Force reported its findings to Dr. Jeff Gallop. He was the Premier of Western Australia at the time. And those findings were reported to him in July 2004. Absolutely no record of the report has emerged since that time. Instead, the Department of Culture and the Arts ignored this alternative policy model in their 2004-2007 policy framework. What they did was perpetuate what they called heritage funding for the traditional creative arts. So in other words, they maintained a grants-oriented approach. There was no challenge. There was no change. Instead, the definitions of creativity were assumed and individualised. They used words like experiences and pathways. Don't really know what those words mean. Also notice the ambiguous movement in the document between creative arts, creative industries, and the cultural sector. All those phrases mean different things. So in stressing the importance and specificity of Western Australia in the document, there's a tendency to ignore the lessons and the models of other cities. Too often, I think, in Western Australia, cultural confidence easily spills into arrogance and parochialism. When you're reading the arts documents at the moment, it's almost as if the changes to capitalism and cultural policy haven't touched Western Australia. This active avoidance of alternative models is part of a desire to stress Perth's intense specificity and how different this local space is. But there are problems right now with Western Australian creative industries. the state's economy is successful, incredibly successful, through agriculture and mining. There's little need to investigate or promote alternative income streams, and it's just not necessary, as it has been necessary in the post-industrial United Kingdom. Another major concern, I think, is the lack of connection between universities, governments, and creative organisations. Let me give you an example. Through the success of fashion and music, particularly from 2002 to 2004, the West Australian state government was conservative rather than strategic in policy initiatives and choices. For example, the Screen Industry Task Force reported that, quote, as national output continues to grow, Western Australia is losing overall market share, end of quote. The loss of tourism and sport from the creative industries bundle was particularly damaging for Western Australian CI, and that includes Screen. Many of the arguments encircling creative industries certainly do rely on local knowledge to develop workforces and encourage consumerism. In learning what has worked elsewhere, Perth's policymakers may start to be more prepared to take opportunities when they're presented. We have seen, for example, how New Zealand's tourism and fashion industries have learnt from other cities and strategies. Fantastic stuff. But Perth has yet to follow this example. Your job in your assignment for me is to answer if Perth's community and policymakers can make creative industries a success, or if it's already too late.